listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A large group of police officers wearing riot gear broke through barriers set up by protesters on the UCLA campus early this morning.
ABC's Trevor Ault was watching it all happen.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
Dozens of protesters were removed from campus and taken away on buses. We will continue to monitor this developing story and bring you updates as they happen.
Salt Lake City's Jewish community is increasing security at their buildings and during services because of the nationwide protest. Rabbi Benny Zippel tells KSL TV they've added police security at every service.
I think people should really know and take it very much to heart to disagree better and to once and forever make an extra endeavor to be godly.
Another rabbi at the University of Utah has been reaching out to students since the start of the campus protests.
This morning, a Utah police officer's name will be added to the state's law enforcement memorial, nearly 20 years after he first helped shine a light on the dangers posed by meth labs. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Officer Trenton Halliday was one of the dozens of officers interviewed by KSL's Debbie Dujanovic starting in 2004 as part of a series of reports on meth labs and the narcotics officers who investigate them. At the time, without any protective gear or safety precautions. Officer Halliday died from liver cancer at the age of 37. Now, the addition of his name to that state memorial recognizes his death as being in the line of duty.
The addition could open the door for Officer Halliday's family and possibly others to receive death benefits for a fallen officer in the line of duty. David Dujanovic will be broadcasting live today from the state capitol for that ceremony.
New testimony in the Chad Daybell trial shines light into how Daybell was getting insurance after his wife's death. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise for us this morning with the latest.
Chad reached out to an insurance broker after Tammy's insurance ended when she died, and he quickly got insurance for himself and three of his children. He did not, however, ever mention needing insurance for his new wife's two children, JJ and Tylee. The judge decided that this same insurance broker could not testify about hearing Tammy Daybell say her husband wanted her to increase her life insurance policy before she died. That judge ruling, that would qualify as hearsay.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe will be in the courtroom when court resumes today with updated reports throughout the day.
Utah's governor is telling local leaders he wants to see progress on affordable housing within the next year, or the state could step in.
Governor Spencer Cox told leaders and home builders in St. George yesterday, quote, "We're going to be paying very close attention over the next year. Is everybody playing ball? Is this going to work?" Now, Cox did tell the St. George News this wasn't a threat, but it is like an ultimatum. What the governor wants is for cities to approve zoning and permits that pave the way for smaller plots of land that fit smaller starter homes that can sell for under $300,000. Cox says he believes building starter homes will be key to making more Utahns homeowners and not just renters. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A federal rule to cut car emissions is getting pushback from a Utah senator.
Senator Mitt Romney says this won't make a real dent in global emissions, though. He's been banging this drum for a while, including in a Senate hearing last year.
But we do a lot of things that make us feel good about ourselves, but we'll have almost no impact on global emissions.
Romney said China pumps out about the same amount of pollution as the U.S., European Union, and Japan combined. But the Environmental Protection Agency says their new rule is worth it, as it can cut 7 billion tons of carbon out of the air. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we still have that big delay southbound I-15 from 31st Street in Ogden down to Roy. We've got North 15 slowdowns coming over Point of the Mountain and through Bangor Highway. And we still have a crash affecting both directions of travel on Mountain View Corridor in Daybreak at Lake Avenue, which is about 114th South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
More than a third of Utah Valley University's graduates are getting their diplomas today. Will be first in their families to get their degrees.
I think it speaks to UVU's ability to engage students to come as they are to our university and be the first in their families to do something really, trailblazing that can change their educational and career trajectories in really meaningful ways.
UVU's Barney Nye says First Generation Access Center has been making a difference since it opened in 2019. The center helps students secure financial aid and get access to resources like tutoring and career counseling.
UVU isn't the only school with a commencement today. Utah State University's graduation is coming up in 25 minutes. Wow. The University of Utah is today as well. It's holding its main commencement ceremony tonight at 6. And tomorrow morning, Salt Lake Community College will hold its commencement ceremony at 9:30.